Hey, how are you, everybody? Today I'm going to talk about natural therapy and the way we see it. And I'm going to talk about from my point of view. I was just listening to Andrew Tate, a podcast. He did some things, and he's right about, he says that the way society is telling you, like, oh, you're depressive. Oh, my God. You're never going to get out of it. Oh, depression is always going to affect you. He's right when he says, you know, stop telling people that it's a mental illness, that you're never going to recover, that you're never going to get out of it, and blah, blah, blah. And that's some type of also idea that AA has, Alcoholics Anonymous has, where they say, oh, I'm an alcoholic. I have 300 years without drinking alcohol. And the truth is that our bodies regenerate really easy. Our bodies are created to help you regenerate. You can see it in so many different ways. The body works for you to heal. And me, I start having some depressions in my 20s because of all the trauma of my childhood. There are some personal, you know, childhood problems, my society problems that I did survive. And all that, I think it was a moment in my early adulthood where it just exploded. And I was not understanding my life. Well, like maybe there are, like right now still. But no, right now I think like I know how to handle it. But that moment in my life, it was really essential for me to grow. And that's the moment where a lot of kids get suicidal. And I think it's an episode in life where if you had some trauma or stuff like that, you will go down the hill. But if you, you know, you put your life together and you let that sink in with all your emotions, and I think everybody goes down that hill and those emotions. But when you do those things and those things happen to you and people tell you, oh, you're never going to get over it. And you know what? You do. And like Tate mentioned really quick, and it's true. And that's medicine. And I was able to go to doctors and they told me, there was a good doctor that said, you know what? You need medicines, but I need you to start doing this. And he told me activities, you know, like walking out, join a gym. If you feel depression, I feel like that advice that Tay said, it was really good. It's true. When you are depressed, and that's a mechanism that I did learn during those times, it was that I need to move out. You know, I was putting myself in my room, and what you need to do is get out of it. Or get out of it. If you physically, you say, oh, I cannot do it, do it mentally. You know, go watch your favorite movie or whatever makes you feel. Yeah, you can be, I don't know. For me, that's why I love movies too, is because in all my life, movie has been around me. And it did give me a message to myself, to my soul. It's like watching, you know, a paint as well. So, movies, and I'm just not saying, don't just watch Netflix, watch international movies. Because we live in this beautiful world where we can learn from others, not just Hollywood. to me, a great movie that I did watch, it was this German movie called El Tambor de Hojalata, like the metal tambourine or something like that. I don't really even know the translation it was used for American clients. But there are so many Argentina movies that are so beautiful. And it just open your eyes or make you get out of the world, even if you don't want to get out of it, right? That's why we love movies, in my personal experience. Because you see the life of somebody else. Or even, you know, I did love National Geographic or Discovery Channel. All the documentaries about animals and plants and all that. It always has been fascinating. I do have a love for orchids and a lot of seeds and plants. So that it create a lot of, and for animals as well. You know, I feel like animals feel your energy. Like the other day I was walking in the street and then a dog, it was a big old dog, and she just saw me jump over me and start licking my face like a dog haven't done that before. And I just loved her the same way. And I was like, I know, we find each other again. You know, like I felt my soul and her soul. It was attached in a different metaverse. But what I want to say is, if you are giving me a few minutes of your time, listen to me, and you're in a state of mind that you really cannot clear. Like, let's say you're driving to work, right? And you feel lost. You know what? Take that day off. It's not even worth it to go in a place where you don't want to be. Take a day off and just go to a park or to anywhere. And just sit there and start enjoying nature. And that's something that is really relaxing for me, is just to go to the ocean and just see the immense amount of water and sand. And I'm just like, and it gives me so much peace just to see that. I think that's one of my best places to go, is the ocean. But I want to say to you guys that the key of anything is true. Start moving your body. Start moving your body in any way. And I did try dance, and dance for me was a really healer, an amazing healer. Amazing healer is dancing, any dance. So I just want to say thanks for listening. That's all.
Hello, hello. Today I'm going to talk about one easy technique for adults. And if you are having a little depression. So, I'm single and ready to mingle. No, I'm kidding. Maybe. So I download dating apps on my phone. And as I remember, I was in the 90s. So the first dating app I met, it was this chat on a radio. We used to go on a radio chat. And we start meeting people there around my neighborhood. Then ICQ started. And I did met cute guys in my neighborhood when I was 19, through this app called ICQ. So now I'm in my 40s. And it's funny because I do go to dating apps to meet guys. And most of the time, I will say maybe the 90% of the time, I had really good experience. One of my advice, if you're a girl or even a guy, you know, if you're with that person, and I think girls were more cautious than guys. But if you're that person that is going to a date up, you're meeting, I do meet in public with that person and talk to them and see the way they think, what they're doing, their body language, their gestures, everything. And then if this person invites me to go out, I do take a picture of their plate and their picture, and I say, I'm doing it for my own good. I'm taking a picture and I'm sending it to one of my best friends for her to know where I am or with who I am. And this is the vehicle. And most of the guys that are friendly and they're good guys, they will say yes. The people that are dangerous, they will be alarmed and say, you know what, forget it and do a little drama. But that has been my experience. It has been protect me from a lot of weird scenarios. And to me, that's a big red flag right there. So I was talking with someone and we were talking about it, and I said, and this person asked me, like, how has been your experience? And I said, really good. I mean, in 2018, I met a guy who we met in the app, and we dated for around a year, and he was a beautiful human, really beautiful relationship. He heals a lot of things that I had because of the way he is as a person. We had this beautiful romance where even at the end of the relationship, he was so honest and kind and loving to me that he was just like, you know what, baby, I'm moving to another direction. I know you cannot come with me because you have your family here, and I wish that you can move with me, but it's not gonna happen. I love you. I wish you the best. Life is putting us apart, and thank you for all the beautiful things we did together, you know. Super great guy. I love him a lot. Till today, he brought so much healing in my life, and I feel really thankful to have that experience with him. So I was telling this person, I said, yeah, it's been really good, you know, just meeting other people's way of thinking. And we were talking about the excitement from seeing a picture, right? And it turned it into reality now. And you see the person in person. It gives you some type of dopamine that is really good. And as a therapy, you know, if you're really depressed and you just say, you know what, I'm gonna take the chance to meet someone. Just the fact of taking you out of your comfort zone and you're out there meeting, like I say, if you're doing things, try to do it as much safe as possible. And, you know, take your own caution. Talk to the person. The more they open, the more you can know what's their way of thinking. It's not necessary. It has to be for dating. It just have to be for you to have a conversation with someone else. So that's what I enjoy. about dating apps. That is somebody that from picture turns into reality. From an idea goes to reality. It's different than when you meet someone face to face and everything sometimes is just like birds and hummingbirds and flowers and stuff like that. I do use even dating apps for comfort. There are different apps like Bumble, they say it's more to meet people in general or people that are into growing and development, or that is really good too. But anyways, I want to leave this as an advice. If you're passing through depression, you know what? And you feel like you're alone, and you feel there are ways that I feel like new technologies have helped us to get connected to each other in different ways. This is not going to bring, I feel like, a solution of everything. Sometimes it brings love, sometimes it brings sex, sometimes it brings just a soul that each other alleviate in a way. Sometimes it does bring some monetary price, I will say, for people that get a scam. That's a run to say, but it's true. But I just want to say, you know, in this world, to get out of your thinking or your anxieties or your fears or your depression or stuff like that, do things sometimes that takes you out of your comfort zone. And sometimes this it can be, you know, practice it. Download an app that you feel like, okay, like I do like when they, for example, Tinder has the verify check. So that says that it's possibly a real account, but it can be still fake accounts. I don't know how they do it. But yeah, just watch out around there. That's one method that has worked. Tinder as a therapy method. Hey. Oh my God. But thank you guys for listening. If you guys have more ideas, I wish we can share different point of views. I met someone recently who told me how depressive they were and they wanted to kill themselves when they were having these episodes. And even if you're listening and you're having those thoughts, go on Tinder and go on a date. I will tell you that. That person did. And I feel like maybe that gives you more open opportunity to open your heart to someone or just to close it more. I don't know. But it was good. Take care. Use condoms. Bye. My voice is a little raspy today, but I wanted to create this podcast because something really interesting happened to me these days. And so when I was little, in the 80s, there was this CD that came into my hands that I did really love it, and it was U2 Joshua Tree. And I remember seeing the CD over and over, and I just loved the image so much. And I did say to myself, I wish one day I'll be able to be there. So a friend of mine called me recently and he said, hey, you want to come over? I have a project. I want you to work with us. You want to come? And at first I was like, you know what, my schedule is a little crowded. I think I'm not gonna be able to do it. But everything opened up and I did really wanted to do this project. And I say, yeah, I'm coming. So it was funny because I live in San Francisco and it was it's 7 hours away or almost eight. And I was like, I had the desire in my guts to do the project. It was out of someone normally conscious to do this. And because I'm a mom and I have sometimes so many responsibilities, but when it's in my gut, when it's in my heart, the desire to do something, honestly, I follow my gut. Some people are like, that's ridiculous, wah, wah, wah. But I just want to share with you. So I decided to do it. Even my mind was like, why are you doing this? And I was like, I don't know, I just want to do it. You know, that was my internal conversation between my heart and my mind. And my mind was like, this doesn't make sense. You get it? It doesn't make sense. And my heart was like, I don't care. Well, anyways, I decide to do the trip. I start driving. And I made it to Palm Springs, to Indio. And when I was driving, I just saw in the freeway, Joshua Tree exit. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So this one, it was in my personal bucket list for years and years. But it was even in my subconscious, not even in my conscious. Because in your conscious is a episode where you're more focused to do it, right? But in your subconscious, you already forgot that you want to do it. So when I saw it, I was like, what? Anyways, we finished the project. There were other things that I wanted to do. And then I was driving with my friend and he said, okay, I'm going to the hotel. And I say, I need to do this. And he's like, do it. You know, are you sure you're gonna do it? Because we were working all day. And I say, I had to do it. It's in my bucket list. And then I just start driving and driving. And my heart started just pumping really hard, really, really excited. And I'm telling you, it was a dream in my 80s. So I was around 9 years old, around 9 or 12. I don't really know in what year was that city. But I just saw this beautiful landscape. And I remember seeing it and I say, I really want to see that with my eyes. So when I arrive, it's a complete desert. I arrive around 5. It was still early. And it was just a complete, it was few people there, maybe like 3 cars around that beautiful park. And when I arrived, I just felt so complete and so happy, like I won an award, you know? And it was, because I needed to feel that emotion of being in that place. And so happy with my internal self. Con la niña, you know, the girl who wanted to experience that. And, you know, I felt happy. I felt even blessed. I wanted to think that a God made that moment for me. Or maybe I am the God who made that moment for me. Why not say it? But it was crazy because and I came with the idea of, you know, even in the desert, I felt complete. And that's how I really felt, like my mind, myself, reached that moment where it was just the landscape, the existence, the beautiful area, you know, the animals, the rocks. No, not too many humans around, but it was just the fact of feeling empty but complete, you know, feeling alone but complete, feeling happy with the internal self, and say to myself, we did it. We made it here. And even through this experience, you know, there are some parts that we were having this conversation with my friend, and I said, you know, we had an encounter with a homeless, and it was interesting what we were saying, you know, because I said to him, I hope I never give up on me. And he was like, I'll never give up on me. I prefer to do bad shit than give up on me. And I say, that opened up a thing where I'm like, I see what you mean. You know, there are people that are drive to do bad shit to not giving up on them because of the environment they're living, and they don't want to give up on them, so they sometimes do bad shit. And then we have homelessness. To me, is when you are giving up on you and you're like, whatever, you know. And so this existential part of our life, after that coming into full circle, where I was happy in the desert of accomplished something. And it was something that for somebody was like, hey, whatever. It was not like a big deal. But what I want to leave you guys is that what were your dreams when you were little? And you gotta realize that you're able to accomplish those dreams. And I'm telling you, it was after a hard... We woke up at 8. We were working from 9 to... Oh, until we finished. We finished around 5:30. Working. It was super sunny. We got good stuff. But, it was a 40-minute drive, and he was like, are you sure you're going? And I'm like, I need to go. It's my bucket list. There is nothing. And I could say, oh, I'm coming back another day. But I said to myself, what if that day doesn't happen? Today is right now. This is the moment. You gotta go. And I feel so good with my own self. I felt so good with that girl, with that little girl, that one day say, I want to go there. And I felt so happy to be there and to tell myself, bitch, we did it. In the desert. I feel complete. So I just want to leave you guys with what I call the desert therapy. You know, the desert therapy is like, even in life, I have been experienced sometimes where I felt so lonely, but at the same time, I needed that internal feeling of loneliness that at the end it gives me quiet, it gives me so much self-aware and introspection that you realize you don't need nobody else more than you to keep going and to keep dreaming, you know. So I just want to leave you guys with that, where how the Joshua Tree for me was a big accomplishment in my life. Like a girl from El Salvador, you know, I had that CD in my hand and said into my head, I wish one day I can be there and being able to do it today, well, yesterday, and be able to do it. And there are so many dreams, you know. What is in your bucket list? What do you really want to do sometimes? And sometimes we don't have, we think, you know, oh, I will do it when I'm 40. Oh, I'll do it when I'm 80. Oh, I'll do it when I retire. But the truth is, time, we don't know that time is the most valuable thing we have. And we really sometimes are zero aware how much time we have. Desert therapy. Go to the desert. Physically, or even personally, desert, you know. I'm not a person to jump from a relationship to a relationship. Sometimes I like my time by myself. That can be really, can be lonely, or it can be alone, but as far as, hijo de puta, no me dejo pasar este cabrón. As far as in that loneliness, you find yourself, right? That's how I felt. Like I was driving by myself in the desert. When I arrived, it was just an empty place, and I felt so happy to be in the motherfucking loneliness desert, just with me and the environment, the plants around. I felt so good. So I just want to leave you guys with that I did wanted to share this with you. Mi inglés is no bueno, but you know, right now I'm driving back from the beautiful Indio, California, all the way back to San Francisco. I gotta be there. I have to be there today before 12, because it's an important day for my daughter. And I'm going back. I did a beautiful production that I think few people will do it in their normal mind. But I don't have a normal mind. You know, I follow my heart. And more than the production, more than the anything, it was because deep down I was gonna find myself and
and do a bucket list that I had no idea that I was gonna do. No idea, no, zero record. Like, I was like, oh, I'm just gonna do this trip. But when the trip, it has something deeper for your soul to accomplish, you know, I just feel like, okay, that's what I was meant to be. It did so good things, this trip, for me, for my personal development, for my relationship development. I find out so many things about the way I love, you know, and sometimes I have met so many people in my life that I met and I don't see them again, or maybe I see them again. And I was telling this person, I say, you know, the love that I have for you, it started since the moment we met, that you didn't need to do nothing for me to like you. And I felt the same way, that I don't really need to do nothing for you to like me. And the time passed, and I do still have the same good feeling for you. Like, it's so good, because the love is there, you know, in any different ways. And it can be friendship love, it can be a love, it can be lover's love. It's so many different ways of loving someone. But if that person is with you, with not with you, continue with you, or in every different ways, the love is not gonna change. And that's something really beautiful that I have finding myself. Like when you realize if that person exists or stop existing, you still love them. You know, if that person is still with you or without you, you still love them. And it's hard to see, because I have felt, you know, in many different relationships that I built through life as Pam, there are people that appear in my life that I felt like I love them so much, and my love for them has changed depending their reciprocity to me. And there are others, and I don't feel that same love for them that once I did. But for others, I do still feel the same love. But maybe it's the fact of I felt that person was able to hurt me back. I don't really know, like, if that person really wanna destroy me, like, destroy my life. When that have happened, because it did happen, where I was in a relationship that I loved this person, but then I felt this person wanted to destroy me physically. It creates certain fear and certain resentment and scared, you know, fear of loving this person. That's what I feel it is. It's a distant because I feel scared of being destroyed. but I felt even my love for that person change, and it haven't been the same since I felt I was able to finish my life. And I said, I love me more than I love you. and I never loved that person again the same way. Anyways, but I just wanted to share with you guys how a crazy decision can bring you to desert. And in the desert, you can feel complete. And that's how I want to leave you. Sometimes, you know, don't follow my voice, because I'm not someone who I follow both. I follow my brain and my heart. But when my heart is there for any XYZ that is telling me, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And I'm like, but it's such a wrong decision. And my heart is like, oh, I don't care. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. But it always brings me some joy of doing this. And I feel happy of making this crazy decision, because I did accomplish one bucket list that I know my inner child became so happy. So, so happy. I cannot describe how happy my inner child was, you know, that I say, we fucking did it, man. We fucking did it. So I hope you the same. I hope you really can do something for your inner child to feel so happy and to do those things, you know. Desert therapy, baby. Desert therapy. Thank you for listening. And as a homework, I will say, what inner child wish you had? And what can you do to accomplish those things? And you know, my inner child dreams are way different than yours. But try to work in that, because it's gonna give you so much pleasure. No pill, no medicine, no Ritalin, no Rivotril, no Zyprexa, no Trileptal, no fucking pill will make you as happy as you can be as listening to your inner child wish and accomplish it. And I'm telling you something, I don't know what type of mental illness you think you have, but your mental illness is not more than your inner vibration that is telling you, or warnings that is telling you, you're not listening to me. That's what it is. Depression, anxieties, all the fucking mental shit is you're not listening to your inner body, and you want to put more brain than heart to your inner body. When you're focusing more in your brain, and I have to do this shit, right? You're not listening to your inner child. And it can be really immature, but you have no idea what it is when you listen to it. Because it's really going to take you to places that is going to make you so fucking happy. And there is no fucking psychologist, psychiatrist who will take you there when you start really accomplishing the wishes you had, or the wish you had when you're little. When you're little, you have dreams and stuff like that. It's true, and maybe you have no idea how to do it, but there are ways to do it. there are ways to get there. And you know, sometimes you need to sedate yourself completely to start working on yourself, to start going there. But there is no best therapy than be your own therapy. And there is no fucking pill that can satisfy you when you start listening to you and, you know, getting to accomplish your own success. For me, it was a success to go to the Joshua Tree. It's a park, it's a, you know, and just being there for minutes of my life, I felt so accomplished. So I wish you the same thing. I wish you can go to places who makes your heart happy. There is no pill, no psychology, psychiatrist therapy that will make you feel as happy as that place. For me, you know, the desert, the beach, another bucket list, it was Riviera Maya, and I was happy to, I think I shared that before, but you know, during COVID, I became COVID compliance officer to continue working, not too much because of the virus, more because I wanted to keep working in the industry. And I was so lucky that by life, I got into being COVID for Fish on Tour. And sometimes life will bring you to this situation that you don't want to too much. Because I was not really into being COVID. I was more into just working in the industry. And I remember when they called me out, they were like, oh, we're just a band, you know, we're going to work in Sacramento. I was like, eh, whatever. And I didn't want to even do it at the beginning. I was like, oh, how much you guys are paying, this is, but you're going to cover my parking, but you're going to cover this, but you're going to And they were like, yeah, we are. Okay, I'm coming. I came, it was this band that I never heard before, but it was a famous band. And I met this amazing producer, Jesse, who had so much knowledge and the way he was working. I did really respect the way he worked. But something that I wanna tell you is that with the band, they say we're gonna go to New Hampshire, we're gonna go to Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, I fall in love with Pennsylvania. I was able to buy a piece of land in Pennsylvania because I love it. I love it so much. And so in Pennsylvania, there was this, I loved the experience. And then they say we're going to Mexico. And I was like, what? And we're going to Riviera Maya. And I was like, what the fuck? And we went to Riviera Maya. And I went to Tulum. And I did made another dream come true. And I just started crying when I got there. You know, when I saw this beautiful ocean. This is still a half. I couldn't accomplish the whole dream, because I couldn't go to the cenotes, but I'm gonna come back. I know I'm gonna come back if I have more life. Anyways, when I made it, and it was a dream with a friend of mine. We always said we're gonna go and blah blah blah. And when I got there, I sent him a picture and I said, "Look, I made it." And he was so happy for me. He was like, "You didn't do it with me, but you made it." And I said, "Yeah." So I made it to Riviera Maya. And it's such a beautiful thing when you accomplish something you really wanted. So I want that for you too. You know, if you're under pills, I'll tell you, the biggest the biggest shit is to do, to start doing your bucket list. It is really, it will take you to places. It will take you out of your comfort zone. You're depressed because you're not doing what your soul it is meant to be. That's what it is. That's what fucking depression is. When you're not listening to your soul and you're focused in the past, like they say, depression is when you focus in the past. Anxiety is when you're scared of the future. And in both ways, you're scared of listening to your soul. Because deep down, you know what your soul wants to do. And sometimes, like me, your soul is going to tell you, like, I need to go there. I need to go there. And because the soul knows where it's going, believe it or not, the soul really knows where you're going. And if you're not listening to it, it's going to take you like, fuck, I need to go, you know? And my subconscious, my conscious was like, Nadia, this idea is so stupid. But you know what? Everything worked out so beautifully for myself, for my deep down, that when you arrive, when everything, you're like, this is where I needed to be. That's why I was fighting so much, because that's what I needed to do. I needed to go there to accomplish things for myself. And sometimes you're like, fuck, you're doing such a mistake. My mind was like, it's a wrong decision. I don't see the profit. I don't see the profit. But my soul right now is like, fuck, dude, I feel like a fucking billionaire. When I made that little child smile on me, like that, there was no challenge, no. Like I said to my friend, I say, all this trip, it was so crazy. But you know what, dude? I'll never regret it. Never regret it. To making that small Nadia, 9 years old in El Salvador, wishing to be there and being able, at my 42 years old, and say, hey, look, Ma, I made it. Look, hey, girl, we made it. It was all worth it till today. All worth it. I'm driving. It's, what time it is? It is 5:15 a.m. Driving back to SF. I woke up at 2 to start driving and be there at the time that I have to be. But anyways, desert therapy. And I hope all my people listen to it. You know, I'm somebody who had so much struggle in my life, if I tell you. But I just want to tell you, everything was worth it till today. I feel so accomplished. If you're depressed, if you're anxious of something, if you cannot keep your shit together, why you just start listening to yourself and write it down. Write it down. I remember there is another. Write it down. Write a map. How to get there. And try to do it. Try to do it. Love you guys.